Again, so good to see you all. So happy that our kids are back to school. Are you guys all happy?
Yeah.
Back to school? Are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad the teachers are back. Because I was working the whole time. You had your vacation. So glad to have you. I hope you have your verses ready. Good. Good, good, good. It is the memorial of the name of Jesus today. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God and the Father. It's a great song, one of my favorites that I like, because we always need to remember the name of Jesus. And obviously at school we use it a lot. Especially at Mass. You know, I always joke that the answer, you can always give the answer, Jesus. Right? It's because of how powerful his name is. So, I'll get a little more into Jesus' name. But how many people know a name that was changed in the Bible? There's a lot. They started with one name and then it was changed to a different name. What do you think? That's a good one. Jesus, yeah, Jesus Christ. Christ being the Messiah. His first name is Jesus. Christ is his mission, if you will. So I'd be like, something with me. My name was Ben my whole life. And then I was named Father Ben. Because there was a change in my life, my soul. So I'm a priest, so I was ordained, and my soul changed. So I'm Father Ben. So yeah, I just try to say that Jesus Christ, because now Jesus is the Emmanuel, that God is with us, that Jesus, that his Father sent his Son to us. What else do you think in the Bible a name? Because this will kind of hopefully jog your memory of why important the names are in the Scriptures and in our lives. What do you think?
Mary?
Mary, yep, Mary, of course Mary. Her name stayed the same, Mary. I mean, we've used different songs, Ave Maria, or Mary Full of Grace, you know, titles. Guadalupe, Mary. Yeah, she has some titles, I'd say. What do you think of people that have changed their names? What do you think?
Saul.
What did he turn into?
Paul.
His name was Saul. His name changed to Paul, right? Cool thing. What else? A few others. What do we think? Yeah, go ahead, Christian.
Abram.
And it started as what?
Abram.
Started as Abram. Abram. And he had a relationship with God, and he changed his name to Abraham. Just like his wife. Her name was Sarah, and changed it to Sarah. There's another big one, too. What do you think that one is? He is the built. It is the rock or the built of our church. Who is that? What do you think?
Simon.
And what did his name change?
Peter.
Simon was a fisherman. And Jesus named and changed his name to be Peter, the rock. The build of the church. Right? So, all these names, you know, sometimes we've kind of, in our culture, in the United States at least, sometimes the names have gotten a little crazy. Like, I know some famous people have called their children, like, Apple, or just really odd names. No, our names are important because that's who we are, right? And even if you might have the same name as somebody else, well, you're different. You're the only person. You're the only soul. And what we call you is your name. Like, I don't just call you, hey, girls, hey, guy, hey, boy. No, I know your name, right? So we address our names with each other. And so when we are seeking God, who sent his son, who was born in Christmas, do you know he wasn't named Jesus for the first 8 days? Only Mary and Joseph knew that. That was when Gabriel, the angel, talked to both Joseph and Mary. And then they said his name was Jesus. Jesus. The most powerful name we have. So whenever you need help, whenever you need support, in your heart, out loud, or in your heart, say the name of Jesus. Let us stand. We'll offer a prayer.